our thought is beautiful feet. Couple of weeks ago, we was going to baptize. I believe it was, maybe it was Marissa. Sister Marissa, I'm sorry. And I was back there changing, and some of us got to talking about, of course, I had my shoes off, and a feet, to me, is not very pretty. And they was talking, the person was talking about that they didn't think they was pretty neither. But I want to talk about some beautiful feet today. I believe that God called preachers have beautiful feet. But I want to talk about some feet that was in particular today. So I want to talk about the preacher and his feet. So y'all pray for us. We're going to take a reading out of Romans chapter 10, and we'll go over in Luke's gospel in chapter 4 and take our text. We're going to be in Isaiah some, two or three places there and around. Pray for me that I'll be able to keep this together, that I'll be able to keep my thoughts together. I believe this would be a help to all of us, but especially my preaching brother. Or some of you have a whole lot on you all the time, and you're traveling and going different places, and that brother Brad, he's always somewhere preaching. Amen. Amen. I mean, around here, all over the world, and Brother Marty and Brother Kyle, we're so blessed to get to hear him last Sunday in Sunday school, and it just, I love my brother, but I believe this will help any of us if you'll pay attention. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel, is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For their being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about establishing their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law and righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which doeth those things shall live by them. But righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend from the deep, that is to bring up Christ from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh, even in the mouth and in the heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And for what with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth a confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture, who saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And with the mistakes we made reading, and we made several, we read down to the 15th verse, and it says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. And I've done mentioned, my heart is upon the feet of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the load that he carried, and how beautiful his feet is to bring glad tidings when the angels come, they said, we bring you glad tidings here. So we're going to look mostly at our Lord and Savior, but I believe the feet of Barry Brunner are beautiful to me. Brother Brandon, all you preachers, Brother Brian, all of you that preach the Word of God are beautiful to me. And the reason being is that you're trying your best to follow the Lord and follow in His footsteps. I talked about earlier as a little boy how I tried to follow in my Father's footsteps. And I want you to realize today, for us to preach the gospel, we can't bear the load He bared, but we can walk in His footsteps, that people can see us come. When they see us come, they see something special about us. They see Jesus Christ, and that's what we're all about. But in the Gospel of Luke, in the 4th chapter, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and He hath sent me to, and this is starting in the 18th verse of the 4th chapter of Luke, to the poor, and He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives and recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised, to the preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And He closed the book. This is Jesus doing the speaking. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And he said, and the eyes of all of them were in the synagogue were fastened on Him. And He began to say unto them, this day, this great Scripture is fulfilled in your ears. So He said that He was one that was sent. Who was He sent by? He was sent by the Father to come. And how go unless they be sent? And I want you to realize today, He is the preacher. Jesus Christ. Over there, Solomon talked about being the preacher, but Jesus Christ, Solomon, He was greater than one called Solomon. And He's Jesus. So it's Him that is the preacher even today. If we follow God and we're where we're at, we should still see the feet of Jesus as He comes and brings the message. I mentioned here a while back, we was here on a Sunday night. There might have been 15 or 20 of us here that night. And I mentioned how if we really believe that man that's come to preach to us that night was sent from God, with a message from God, the house should have been full. There should have been people lined up to the Lafayette trying to get here to hear what God had to say and see what the Lord wanted for us. So He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He anointed Jesus to preach. And when did this happen? I believe you may not see it that way, but I believe when He was baptized of John, He was set apart over there by John. It showed the world that He was the Son of God. And I want to go over there and read just a little of that. But what I want to get into more about what John had to say about his shoes and the feet that was in those shoes. I want you to realize today, he said, I'm not able to bear them. And I want you to know something, Brad Whittemore, neither are you, neither is Jeff Likens. We're not able to carry the load. We can't walk in His shoes. I preached a sermon here a while back. George Jones sung us home. Who's going to fill their shoes, John? I want you to realize, honey, when it comes to His, I might be able to go along and take the coat from Paul Bryson and preach and do that. But I want you to know, it's nobody can fill the shoes of Jesus Christ. Amen. It ain't nobody can bear that load. So we want to go here now, in Matthew's gospel. It says, John doing the speaking here, he said, I need baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh unto me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, and whose fan in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather up the wheat and do the grinder, but he will burn up the chaff and unquenchable with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And but John forbid him, saying, I indeed baptize thee. I have need to be baptized of thee. I'll get it right in a minute. Comest thou to me? And Jesus answered him, and suffer it to be so now, for this becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus went and was baptized, and were straight up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open, and unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove, and the lightning upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. So we find where the Spirit come down like a dove, and that's where he was anointed to preach the gospel. He was set apart, and I want you to know, a preacher ain't been called by God on high. He ain't been set apart to preach the gospel. I want you to realize that today. You don't make this decision. No man can make this decision. John the Baptist, Jesus said, there's not been one born of a woman greater than he, but he was not able to bear, carry the weight our Lord and Savior was. Sometimes he gives me something to come here and preach, and I think, Lord, I can't do that. I can't bear that. I can't walk in those shoes. I can't do that, God. I can't carry this weight. Please don't make me do that, Lord. People are going to despise me. They're not going to like me. They're not going to love me anymore if I go and tell them. And I want you to realize, he'll say, I'll go with you. They despise me. They rejected me. They'll not reject you. They'll reject me. So when a preacher comes and he tells you the truth, no matter how bad it may hurt, then you should see his feet for what they are. There's something that loves you. There's something about the feet of Jesus. That woman that went and washed his feet with the tears from her eyes and dried them with her head. There was different ones you'll find at the feet of Jesus. Mary Magdalene, how you find her at the feet of Jesus. I want you to realize, honey, one of these days, after a while, I'm going to fall down at the feet of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We're going to fall down right in front of him. And his feet are going to be beautiful to us. Or they're going to be thrashed about in the wine press. Right, by those feet. Where he quoted over there a while ago, and he said, this day these scriptures are fulfilled. You find that in Isaiah 61. It said, the Spirit of the Lord, the first verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim the liberty to the captives and open the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about Jesus. And Jesus told him, this day these scriptures have been fulfilled. Amen. In your ears. As our eyes was upon him. I want you to know, when a man of God stands up and preach, we need to pay attention. Amen. What saith the word of God. And over in the 52nd verse, 52nd chapter and the 7th verse, over there where I read to you in Romans chapter 10 about the beautiful feet, and here's where it was being quoted out of Isaiah, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good and publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchman shall lift up his voice, and the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy and sing together, ye waste in the waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath confirmed his people, and he hath redeemed Jerusalem. So it was all pointing towards Jesus. Amen. Sometimes us preachers, if we ain't careful, we get a little too big for our britches. Sometimes we do get to thinking we can bear the load. And Luke's gospel, John the Baptist said he was not able to unlatch his shoes. Matthew's, I like Matthew's just a little better. He said he wasn't able to bear it. Bearing means carry something. I believe it ain't no way John believed he could carry it. Even though Jesus himself, out of a woman, there was none greater born of a woman than John the Baptist. But John knew he couldn't carry that weight. It wasn't nobody able to go that where Jesus was able to go. They took him. They nailed him to a cross. And they nailed his hands. And they nailed his feet. Before he took them, before they took him there, he gave them the first supper. The Bible says up on top, up there in little, not the word of God, but up there on the very top, it says the last supper. I believe it was the first supper. But he gave them the supper, and you know what he done? He turned around and he washed their feet. Yeah. The one that had the beautiful feet humbled himself and washed their feet. He washed the apostles, the church's feet. It's the church's job to preach the gospel. It's up the called preachers, those apostles' job to preach the gospel. And he wanted their feet to be in shape, to go and preach the word. He told them they was all clean but one. And he was talking about Jesus. Peter said, no, you can't wash my feet. And he said, if I don't wash you, you have no part of me. He said, not just my feet, but my head, all of me, Lord. I want you to realize it's up to us to help keep our feet clean. I can't imagine what it was like to be them. That had to be the most humbling thing you've ever experienced. Yeah. To sit down and the Lord take a basin of water and a rag and sit your feet in it and begin to wash them. I want you to realize, Brother Michael, it's up to me and you to keep our feet clean.
Amen.
It's up to us to help one another to keep our faith clean. Yeah. After they buried our Lord, they crucified him. He resurrected out of the grave. And he went to them. There was two of them walked with him on the road to Emmaus. And they talked about how their hearts warmed when he spoke to them. He walked with them, feet walked right along beside them. They didn't recognize who he was. But the beautiful feet sent from heaven walked right beside them. But when he began to speak to them, their hearts warmed within them. And they knew it was their Lord then. And he went in and he said in among them after he did said he disappeared, and they went and told the disciples what had happened, what they experienced. And when he rose, and when they rose up the same hour, they returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with him, and saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and he hath appeared to Simon." And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And they thus spake. And Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace be unto you." Amen. But they were terrified and affrighted, and I suppose they had seen a spirit. They said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do you thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands, my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit have not flesh and bones as ye see me have." I want you to realize, I used to believe we was going to come out of the grave and it was going to look like a ghost, just a spirit raising up out of the grave. I don't believe that. Our Lord and Savior had flesh. He had bones. He is the resurrection. And I want you to know, he still had the scars in his hands. He still had the scars in those beautiful feet. He said, "You look at my hands. You look at my feet. Is it not me?" When I was a boy, I've mentioned this before, I'm going to mention it again today because it's one of the things we've lost and it's one of the things we need to get back. There was respect for the man of God. We've lost that. I remember going to Rocky Mountain Store and I remember them talking about everything. Horseshoes, mules. Some of the bad neighbors that didn't do good, but you know what I never mentioned? Remember hearing them mention not one time was running down the man of God. I never remember hearing nobody get up and say, "That old preacher over there ain't no count. They knew better. They knew better. He had beautiful feet. He was working for the one who sent him." Amen. Yes, we made mistakes. We may not be no count. We may not be able to fill his shoes, but we can walk in his footsteps, brother. Listen to me. When you run that preacher down, he may be the very one that's going to preach the gospel to your child, your grandchild, your husband, your wife. Maybe even you. I don't ever remember them going around running down our president. They didn't do it. They respected the office. They were not like the man, but they respected the office. Now there's so much hate in this country. No wonder our children are growing up like they are. Do you really respect a man of God? I've got more respect for some of these men in here than I do my own self. I got more confidence in some of y'all than I do myself, Brother Johnny. I love to hear you preach. Don't get to hear you much, but I love to. One day, I'm telling you, we're all going to fall at his feet. Amen. We're all going to fall down. And I'm going to see his beautiful feet. I'm going to see that where that nail had been, that scar that's left there. I'm going to see it. I'm going to feel unworthy.
Just like those, we have a crown. We're going to toss it at his feet. At his feet. And say, unworthy, unworthy. How beautiful are the feet. He that brings glad tidings of joy. So every time, brother, you think I can't go no further, I can't walk another mile. Listen to me, Christian, when you don't believe you can do it anymore, when nobody ain't listening, you remember his feet. You remember I ain't walked along the way. How when those came to him, they fell down at his feet and said, Master, oh, Master, my child, I have a child at home that's dying, that's sick to death. No, sir, we can't be him. We can't bear the load that he bears. But we can and was baptized with the baptism that he was baptized. And some of us may have to die the death. But if we do, I'd rather die the death walking in his shoes or walking in his footprints in the path that he's laid behind us for us to follow. And somewhere else not doing my job. You say, well, Peter, you better be careful. Peter said that. I can say it in the spirit. You can talk to me after a while. I might not be able to. Lost friend. The end of time. All this is coming out of Isaiah. The preacher helped us in revival. We talked about, they call it the gospel. In the 63rd chapter of Isaiah, in the third verse, I have trodden the wine press, trodden. They'd take those grapes. Now, still people do. Me and Brother Barry tried to raise grapes. I don't know if he still got his. I'm not very good at raising grapes. They take them grapes, they put them in a big thing, and they get in there and they stump them with their feet. And they crush them. And the blood, the Bible calls it, comes out of those grapes, the juice. In the end of time, those feet are going to look beautiful to you. Or they're going to be the scariest thing you have ever seen. Amen. It says, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none that was one with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and I will trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all in it. And I will stain all my raiment, for the day of vengeance is mine and mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Lost friend, they either going, right now they're not beautiful to you. And I want to tell you, in that day they're not going to be beautiful. You are going to tremble. You are going to be afraid. So he's the preacher. If there's any preaching done, he'll preach it. He's still the preacher today. We're to follow the Lord. I'm not interested. I've told y'all before, I went up to the jail one time. I done what Brother Michael does now. And I was having a hard time reaching him. And I thought, I'll go up there and preach tonight like Brother Marty Metter. And they're going to get it, and a whole bunch is going to get saved. And I went up there and I stumbled over myself for probably 10 or 15 minutes. And when I got done, nothing happened. I mean nothing. I'm talking about nothing. I felt nothing. They felt nothing. Nothing. It fell flat as a flitter. And I stood there, and I learned a great and valuable lesson. I'm not Marty Meder. All I am is Jeff Likens, and that's all I can be. Paul said, I am what I am. I am what I am. I had a preacher tell me here a while back, he took me to the side, and he said, I love you, brother, but I won't give you some criticism. And I said, okay, I'm willing to accept it. And he said, you're too loud. You need to quieten up. That happened 5 minutes before I had to stand up and preach. If I could stop, it would be for her. It wouldn't be for that preacher. I love that little girl with all my heart. And when I see her cover her ears up, it kills me. But I can't help it. I am what I am. Some people say you cry too much. I can't help it. I am what I am. Some people say you're too bold. I can't help it. I am what I am. You know why I am like I am? Because that's where I feel him. Here a while back, I'm going to get on this a little bit tonight. My granddaughter got saved here. Everybody else was happy. I couldn't be happy. I had a job to do. Here a while back, we had five little ones get saved here, or four one morning. One told about being saved. I wanted to rejoice all over this place, but I couldn't. I had a job to do. But when I stand up here, and I have liberty to preach, and I can step in this shoe, Prince. I can step in this thing, and he gets in me. I may lose my voice and get where I'm just like a squeaking old coo now that's been treated all night. And I may cry, do I know I'm dehydrated? I don't care. I just want to feel his spirit when I preach. And if it ain't there, I'd just soon not do it. I'd rather be anywhere. Anywhere is standing up here without his beautiful feet. So my feet are not beautiful. My wife can tell you, anybody else that's ever seen them, but Jesus' feet. Hung there when I crossed it. And the blood was easing out of there. There's something special about Jesus' feet. I hope this helps somebody. If you're having a hard time bearing the load, if you're having a hard time carrying the weight, you remember John the Baptist. That I can't bear his shoes. I can't walk in his shoes. And neither can me and you. But I tell you what we can do. We can walk in his shoe prints. We can walk in his steps. That's my message. I hope it helps somebody today besides just me. But I love y'all. And if I change, it'll be because God changes me. Amen. I've had different ones come to me and sit down and tell me how I need to preach. Amen. I've never, and I will never, ever sit down and try to tell a man how he needs to preach. Amen. That is none of my business. I might tell a man if he preaches something wrong. And if you'll do that, if you love them, you'll do that. Because you don't want to support heresy, and you don't want your brother to be hurt. But you let how they preach be between them and God. This man preaches different than me. He's smart. Yeah, you are too. Don't you sit there and say you're not. He's got a different style than me, but I love to hear him preach. Brother Barry preaches different than me. Totally different. I don't care. I love to hear that man preach. Brad, have you ever seen anybody like Brad Whittemore? Nope. He'll preach to somebody 1,000 or he'll preach to somebody in Walmart. He don't make no difference to him. He's different than I am. I ain't like him. I ain't like Brian. I ain't like you, Bart. Every one of us is different. Every one of us has got a job to do. So the next time when somebody goes running down a preacher, the next time you go to running down a preacher, I hope you're reminded how beautiful the feet are them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings and joy. We're just doing the best we can to serve him. I can't imagine where... I bet Paul Bryson's right at the seat right now. I bet he's saying, I'm worthy. I'm worthy. One day after a while, I'm going to have my chance for a million years or more to look at the feet of Jesus. Because I don't know if I'll ever be able to raise up and look at him eye to eye. Because we ain't worthy of it. But I look at his feet. I'm done. For right now. Y'all pray for us. I done about shot my voice and I got to preach tonight. Y'all pray for us that we'll be able to keep a voice. Because I do want to carry this out that what he's left behind for us to do. As we stand, have a song. We might have a handshake.